This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice, here you are. Alice Alvey, CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. Say that fast so you can get everything in.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. So for today, folks, I just want to quickly point out HUD's mortgagee letter that was issued on July 7th. In it is some guidance on some income changes that are going to be classified as COVID-related economic events. And so it's a long mortgagee letter. And the way some of the advertising out there was framing it, I thought, oh, this sounds like it's filled with good news on we don't have to hold it against our borrowers if the COVID period of time impacted their income. That's not the case. So here's how this mortgagee letter shapes up. It's long because they've plugged in every section of income throughout the 4,000 that if the borrower's income is stable, if it has not varied, so if their hours right. are not fluctuating, then you must use the current rate of pay. So for a borrower who's working 40 hours a week right now, that's great. You can go with it. You don't have to worry about the fact that maybe within your two-year window, their income was much lower due to COVID. So that's the good news part of it. The other side is that they've added that you do need to compare the average if a borrower's income is variable. So if their hours are varying or they're on commission or overtime, you do need to look at what's their current average since the COVID period and what is the average over the last 2 years since you're using the lesser of the two. So at first glance in the ML, I thought, oh, this is great. Maybe this is all the way back to the 80s where when the auto industry had a meltdown, we just went, oh, everybody's got a bankruptcy on their credit report. That's okay. We can do it, which we did with FHA.
We did.
It's not like that. Okay. What was old is going to stay old. It's not going to become new again. But so for here, it is a slight advantage, I think, in the way that they've phrased it for some of our borrowers who do not have variable income and or on a consistent salary right now. It is technically that they're putting this out for comment for a period of 30 days for any edits that people feel are necessary. So if you think things need clarifying, please let the Mortgage Bankers Association know because the FHA subcommittee is very good at reaching out to HUD and being involved in this type of thing. But wanted to give everybody a heads up there with the mortgagee letter 2209. This is effective September 5th, 2022 for case numbers ordered on that date. So check it out. Usually something that folks start looking at wanting to identify borrowers today that might fit with the new guidelines. And then last but not least, Dave, area median income limits are up effective July 18th. So check those out in most counties. I think there was only one or two that either stayed the same or went down. And that's a small number for all the counties across the country. So check out AMI income limits. It's been the biggest jump this year than we've ever seen. From a national level, it went up 12%. So I'm not sure what'll happen in each county, but the national numbers are very promising. So check it out. That may open up the door for more borrowers in your area. That's my report for today, Dave. Back
good
to you.
Job. Very good. Thank you. So anyway, folks, we're going to say thank you for taking time to listen in. Share this podcast with others. We appreciate you very much and hope you have a great rest of your week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Form Free, Lender Toolkit, SnapDocs, Total Expert, Simple Nexus, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative Success Kit, Knowledge Coop, Mobility MMI, Modix, Mortgage Advisory Tools, and DW Consulting. So much we have in the way of just tremendous sponsors and tremendous products. Check them all out. Go to our website, look at Unlending, and look at the sponsorship page. Appreciate you all. Have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week. By all ways, listen to last week's podcast that Jack and I did together. Also, listen to the other podcast. Just recorded one with David Stevens that you're going to really enjoy listening to. We also released last week one with Ron Weinberg. Lots of content going up on our website. Encourage you to listen to it. And be sure to listen to it on iTunes if you have an iPhone. And then search it elsewhere. We'll be up on the Google Play Store very soon. But we're also, if you Google Lick It On Lending, you'll find us all over many, many, many of the podcast platforms out there. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week, everybody.
Been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.